essentially what we're doing now is to allow them to use some of our e-tools so that they could more effectively use the contracts that we have given them access to.
And so what do you expect to come from this? How, does it benefit the federal government in some way, or is this kind of charity toward our brethren at the other levels of government?
Well, I think the best thing about this is it allows them to streamline their acquisition process and using the schedules in support of their needs. It also increases transparency and competition when they're actually using the schedules through eBuy.
Now, does eBuy cover all of the schedules, not just information technology, but you know the whole gamut of the scheduled contracts?
Well, for the federal government, you can use eBuy in any of our schedules. The state and local only have access to certain schedules or certain schedules at certain times. So they don't have full access to all of the GSA schedules.
And have you seen much interest yet on the part of local or state governments?
Well, we've seen some people questioning how to sign up and everything. They've already been using Advantage, so this is just an expansion which will allow them to do RFQs and sources sought using the eBuy system.
What's the difference between Advantage and eBuy?
Advantage covers a different range. Well, actually, all of the procurements that we, all of the schedules that we have, it's Advantage is really two parts. It's a online catalog, and it's also an ordering system for supply items that we have on schedule, and also other contracts that we have for supply.
And I was wondering, too, from the federal standpoint, with all of the stimulus money that is starting to flow in agencies, have you seen an uptick in contracting activity in general that's flowing through the GSA systems?
Well, we have, I think, in the general supplies and services, we've seen an increase this year. We're up about 6%. So we have seen some increase. I wouldn't really attribute it to the stimulus yet. A lot of that money hasn't really started flowing yet.
And I guess you're hoping that the 2010 budget will get passed on time so that whatever momentum you have will keep going.
Well, certainly, yes.
We're talking to Steve Kempf, Assistant Commissioner for the Office of Acquisition Management for the General Services Administration.
Steve, where did the idea of doing this originate? Did the states come to GSA, or was this something that GSA had been thinking about for some time?
Well, we had, like I said before, we had already opened up Advantage to them, which is important because it allows you to go search what's available on GSA's schedule and the prices. And it was just a natural extension to them so that they could use that system to support their purchases. And one of the things I think that's important happening in the state and local environment is that they have had significant budget cuts in many of the states and localities. So some of their procurement professionals are no longer there or on furlough. So I think tools like this are important to them. And it really doesn't take much for us to open it up to new users.
And are you doing any kind of outreach? I mean, I would think that, say, if you could make the case to a place like California, which has a $24 billion deficit that they can't possibly close without massive cuts in services, that they would sign up in an instant if they could say, at their level, they could probably save, I don't know, $500 million in procurement costs by using these systems.
Well, we do a lot of outreach. Like programs like this. We're also speaking at conferences like NIGP later this summer talking about how you can use schedules to improve your performance in purchasing. So we do have a lot of outreach to the state and locals and in hopes of bringing them along. You know, the state and locals spend a lot more money than the federal government does. I think they're spending about $3 trillion. We spend about $500 billion a year.
So in aggregate, it's really a bigger market. How do the vendors feel about this?
Well, cooperative purchasing, or our ability to use the schedules for state and local, is voluntary. So the schedule holders don't have to take state and local orders. But we see a pretty high sign-up from them to sell to state and local. I think about 80% of our schedule holders have actually signed up to be in the cooperative purchasing program.
Because I imagine in some cases they would have what they call channel conflict if they have a distributor for a product that operates in a multi-state zone or a tri-state region or whatever the case might be, and they have a federal channel that distributors in their local zones wouldn't want a federal contract to come in and override the local sales effort.
Well, that might be some of the reason people either decide to come in or stay out of the program.